There can be an attendance sheet who can sign it so he'll know who came. Okay. Rabosai, it's hard to discuss such a topic in just one shir, so I give you a disclaimer before we start that what I really would like to do is not an all of Hilchos Chol Moed, but try to give you a flavor for the issues, the concepts, some of the Mekoros, so that you can talk in an educated way about it. You'll be in a situation of being of a Rav, and someone will ask you a Shaila, you'll have a frame of reference, you'll know where to look, you'll ask if you need to, and this way you have a framework and orientation to what we're discussing. The idea of Chol HaMoed, I don't know if you have source sheets or not. I gave a number of mamakomos. I don't know that I will read so much inside, but if you want to have it in front of you, it will be helpful if I refer to certain gemaras. But just by way of introduction, in terms of where you'll find these in Yanim, and if you're going to learn Masech de Moed Katan, you're going to encounter much of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. The earlier prakim are all about Chol HaMoed. In the Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif, the end of Perek Vav, and then the prakim that follow, Perek Zayin, Perek Ches. In Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, sixth chelek of Mishneh Berurah begins with Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Simen Taf Kuf Lamed, and it goes all the way until Taf Kuf Mem Ches, Din Avelis B'Chol HaMoed. So there's quite a lot in Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the end of Chelek Sheni, the last couple of prakim. There are a lot of Likutei Svarim in Lashon HaKodesh, in English. One of the very, very wonderful Svarim came out a couple of years ago, Shmir Samoed Kilchaso. I happen to have it here, very thick sefer. In English, there's a famous book put out by Rabbi Zucker, Rabbi Francis, in the Chicago, Lakewood Chicago Kollel, with a new edition, I think came out a few years ago. Very good. Some essays in Lashon HaKodesh in the back, some Hebrew notes. A lot that you can look at in terms of the halachas and practical applications. So we'll try to give you a flavor of what the issues are. One of the problems in trying to pin down Chol HaMoed is the paradox of the word itself. Chol HaMoed. What are we discussing? A hybrid. On the one hand, it's part of the Moed. On the other hand, it's Chol. People make a mistake. People who don't know anything about serious learning, just imagine that you have the first day of Yontif and the last day of Yontif, let's say Shvi'i Shel Pesach or Shmini Atzeres, and everything else is really chol. Okay, so you eat matzah, and on Pesach you don't eat chametz, you eat nesukah, but that's basically it. Now it's a misnomer. On the one hand, it's true that it's called chol. Relative to the Kedusha of the first days and the last days, there is a certain element of Chol. When we make Havdalah after the first day of, or the first day or first days of Sukkot and Pesach, we say Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. So in that regard, relative to the first day, it is Chol. When we daven a regular Tfilos, we have a Tfilas Chol, except for Musaf, of course. We add Yal V'Yavo. So from that perspective, we're talking about Chol. We'll see about eating chas. There is no chiyuv meikra din to eat pas. It's an inyan that we'll soon see to be machshiv the day in terms of achilu shtia. But lemaisa, if you don't eat pas, there's no absolute chiyuv to eat pas. And if you forgot yalav yavu and benching, therefore the halacha is you don't repeat, because if there's no chiyuv to eat pas, there's no repetition of yalav yavu. If you get yalav yavu shmonesri, of course you have to repeat, but not in benching. So in that regard, the Kedusha of Chol HaMoed, you might say, is on a lower level than the Kedusha of the first day of the Yontif. Although, I should mention, there's a vart from Rav Chaim that's brought in the back of the Brisker Haggadah that came out many years ago, Haggadah Leveis Levi, various things that Rav Chaim used to say. The Lashon there is as follows, Amud Reish Ayin Hey in the Haggadah of Beis Levi, Shekidushas Chol HaMoed Shavim Mamesh L'Kidushas Yontif. The Kedusha is identical, Ela V'yesh Heter Miyuchad L'Asos Malacha. That's how Chaim understood it. That is to say that the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, that Asos B'Malacha, is existing in Chol HaMoed too, except that there's a heter melacha, which obviously raises the bar quite a bit in terms of how you approach Chol HaMoed. There are halachas, of course, that are noeg all the days of the Yontif, not just in terms of the mitzvah, let's say eating in a sukkah, on sukkahs, or eating matzah, or not eating chametz, but there's halacha of simcha, that the Mishnah tells us in the fourth parak in sukkah, simcha koshmona, that's when it comes to sukkahs, and it comes to Pesach. All the days of Pesach have mitzvah simcha. How do you fulfill mitzvah simcha? So, okay, you say basa v'yayin. It could be that there's an inyan to have wine. If you feel like it gives you something of a lift, obviously, if you don't like it, you shouldn't have it. But somehow grape juice also counts. So there's an inyan to have a revius of wine or grape juice. Maybe have some basar during the moed. Separate from that, there's an inyan of simcha, separate from the particulars of basar v'yayin. If you feel good and you do things that make you feel good, it's a kiyum of simcha as well. In terms of Isuri Hesped V'tainis, of course, there's a whole simon about Avelis B'chol HaMoed, but the basic halacha of Isur Hesped V'tainis applies days of if you look in the Psukim in Parshas Emor, the Parshas HaMoedim, refer by definition, the Isur Melacha is described as far as the first day is concerned, Kom Lechus Avod Lo Sasu, and also the last days in terms of Pesach being the seventh day, Aseres L'Shem Lechus Lo Sasu Melacha, V'yemashvi Mikra Kodesh, and also in terms of Sukkot by Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't explicitly use the expression Mikra Kodesh for Chol HaMoed, except that there's an allusion to it, because at the end of the Parshas HaMoedim, the Pasuk says, Eila Moedei Hashem Asher Tikra'u Osam Mikra'i Kodesh. So in that Pasuk, it seems to be using the term Mikra Kodesh, referring to the whole, whatever is called Moedei Hashem, which includes Chol HaMoed. That's one of the Makoros that we'll soon see when we discuss Melacha B'Chol HaMoed, so some learn it out from that Pasuk, that the Torah seems to put it together with the rest of the Yontif as far as Mikra Kodesh. What is the simple Pshat of Mikra Kodesh? Rashi quotes in Chumash that you show respect to the day, the Machol, the Mishteh, B'Ksus Nikiyah, in what you eat, what you drink, and what you wear. And that's the drasha that we extend there for Chol HaMoed as well. So there's, in the very beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed in Tav Kuf Lamed, the Magen Avraham quotes from one of the Rishonim, the Sefer Tanya, one of the Rishonim, that you should be mechabit Chol HaMoed in this way as well. So that means you don't have a chiv to eat bread, but there's an inyan to be machshit, to have not just a quick Danish, but the more that you have a suda, that you can call a sudas yantif, that has more of a chashivus, that's a kiyum of Mikra Kodesh. Certainly in terms of the clothing that you wear. Does it mean you have to be mechabit to the same degree as Yontif proper, the first day and the last day? So apparently not. The Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion about that. What comes out is that, let's say, with what you wear, you don't have to wear the same degree of formal attire that you'd have on the first day of Yontif, or let's say the seventh day of Pesach, but it should be as casual as it would be during the week. It should be something higher than that, something more approaching a formal type of attire. So people who don't realize that we are mamish weekday clothing, that we are, you know, casual clothing, polo shirts, on Chol HaMoed, it's really not the right thing to do. You should show more of a chashivus in terms of what? A katsheyu, v'ksus nekiyah, and also in terms of the meals. It should be some sense of a formality when it comes to the eating and the drinking of Chol HaMoed in terms of the dress. The Yaruch HaShulchan brings that the minig is that in a home that the tablecloth should be on the table your entire yontif, not just the first day, the last day, but also Chol HaMoed. Yeah.
The point that I just mentioned about wearing formal clothing, is there a distinction to not wear the clothing that we wear on yontif itself?
You mean to dafka not? I don't think anyone would say that you have a problem if you were also the big day yontif. But I imagine in your wardrobe you have a suit that you'd wear, you know, on a yontif, and you have a suit that's also very nice. That that could pass for Chol HaMoed. If you don't have anything in between, I would say certainly wear the beged that you'd wear on yontif as opposed to a beged of chol. But I imagine if you have like a range, so it could be that the suit that you're going to wear on the first day Pesach, or the seventh day Pesach, you don't have to wear that Chol HaMoed, you can wear another suit that's nice enough. But I don't think that anyone would say that you can't wear the same beged, especially if they'll turn to go casual, which is what you wear during the week. I think that's for sure not. You sure have to go, you have to go up a notch. If it's two notches, those are two notches, but it's certainly the alternative would be that to not to have anything more than chol. So I think you have to try to imagine that it should be something respectable. Yeah. So that's a discussion. The Iker Halach of Basar is Basar Shlomim, and the Gemara says Mili Yayin is Bisman Hazed Yayin. But to the extent that you feel good when you have a nice steak, so that goes into Simcha. Simcha, as Shachas Ari and others point out, Simcha is not just fulfilled through the particulars of Basar V'Yayin, but really the more that you feel elevated, you feel expansive, you feel good, that's what also is a fulfillment of Simcha. So all this goes into Chol HaMoed too. That's why when we talk about Chol HaMoed trips, it's really a kiyum of Simcha too. The fact that you're doing something that makes you feel good. Obviously, Talmud Torah has to be part of it, and we'll talk about that as we go along. All right, there's an issue of Tefillin v'Chol HaMoed, which is a separate inyan, which maybe we'll get to along the way. The importance of treating Chol HaMoed with respect cannot be overemphasized. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in this third parak, Rav Elazar Modai Omer, Hamachal Es HaKadoshim, V'Hamevaze Es HaMoedos, and other things, Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. What does it mean, Hamavaza es amoado? So the Menorah writes, Osa bahen melacha, that's one inyan, which we'll discuss at length, Isa melacha chol moed, but the Rav continues and says, Onoig bahen minik chol b'achilul shtia. So in terms of, trying to show kavod for chol moed, beyond just the Isa melacha component, that goes into the importance of showing chashivas as opposed to the opposite. Rabbeinu Yonah points out, how do you know we're discussing the Chol HaMoed, is a moados, maybe it means yontif proper. He says, because it's hamevaze es amoados as opposed to saying machalel. So if we were discussing yontif itself, it would be the Lashon machalel. And mevaze means that we're talking about Chol HaMoed. There's another Gemara in the same vein that seems to echo that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, a Gemara in Arvi Psachim Kuf Yud Ches. Amar Rav Sheshes over there, Chol HaMevaze es amoados ki il oed avodah zarah. Person is in Vazes HaMoados, he disparages, again, Chol HaMoed as interpreted by most Rishonim, it's equivalent of an Oved Avodah Zarah. That's quite a harsh statement. We have to know what the Gemara's Kavana is. But how do you know that? Because the Pasuk says in Kisisa, Elohei Masecha Lo Sasalach, which is Isser connected to Avodah Zarah. Uksiv Basrei, and it says right afterwards, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor. So how do you know we're discussing Chol HaMoed? So the Rashbam and that Gemara explains, as we'll soon see as we go on to Issa Melacha, it says right after Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, Shivas Yomim Tochal Olav Matzos. One of the drushes that we'll note in the Gemara Chagiga Yudches, which is a source for Issa Melacha b'Chol HaMoed, is from the Pasuk that says, Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmor, and then the two words of the following Pasuk, Shivas Yomim. So Rabbi Kiva, I think, is the one who darshins that there's an inyan of Chag HaMatzos Tishmor for all Shivas Yomim, including Chol HaMoed. So now, based on that idea, we understand the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches that says, Elohei Masecha Lo Sasalach Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yomim. So that's what the Rashbam explains, that the Moados, meaning Chol HaMoed, a person has to be careful not to be mevazit. And therefore, if he did, it would be considered like Oved Avodah Zarah. That is Rashbam in Pesachim. That's one of the points that Tosus seems to imply, that suggests that the Rashbam assumed it's a din do raisa, that from this Rashbam, that the Melacha B'Chol HaMoed is do raisa. So we have to talk about this inyan of Melacha B'Chol HaMoed. That's really the bulk of what we have to try to figure out. There are inyanim that are gzeros, which we'll get to also, but there's also Issa Melacha B'Chol HaMoed. Gzeros have to do with not doing laundry, not taking a haircut, pragmatia, business. These are special gzeros that are committed by banan. But then there's a whole world called melacha b'chol HaMoed, and here is a major machlokes we've shown in whether we're discussing an isad oraisa or an isad rabbanan. The Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches brings five drushes to prove that there's an isad melacha b'chol HaMoed. Five different drushes. Some drushes seem to speak more to Sukkot, others speak more to Pesach, some are common to all of them. To give you a flavor, the first drusha there, Rav Yoshi's drusha, is actually, that's the one that I mentioned, I thought it was Rav Yekiva, it's Rav Yoshia. Es Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yomim. That's the Pasuk in Kisisa. So that would be speaking to Pesach, that you have to observe Issa Melacha all 7 days. Another drasha is of Yonason. Of Yonason says it's a kal v'chomer. If you have Rishon and Shvi, again speaking about Pesach, they have an Issur Melacha, even though Rishon doesn't have Issur Melacha that preceded it, and Shvi doesn't have Issur Melacha that followed it. So now you have the middle days, intermediate days, that have Issur Melacha before and after, the sandwich in between, kal v'chomer, that they should have Issur Melacha. The Gemara debates the kal v'chomer and sustains it in the end, that we have a second makor. Third makor is of Yossi Aglili. This is a pasuk speaking to Sukkis. It says, kol mutavod lo sasu, and then the next pasuk starts with the word Shivas Yamin. It's a similar type of drasha to the first drasha of Yossi's drasha, that even for all 7 days, is an Issur Melacha. Rabbi Akiva darshins that it says El Moed Hashem Mikra Kodesh, referring therefore not just to the first and last days, but also to the everything that's called Moed Hashem. Now, when you have these four drushes mentioned in the Gemara, there is no indication that the Melacha B'Chol Moed has any differences, any loopholes, any exemptions to what's called Issur Melacha relative to Yantif. Sounds like this. Issur Melacha, whatever is Melacha B'Yantif, is Aser on Chol Moed without any exceptions. However, what emerges from the last drush, and apparently this is going to be the case for everybody, is that not every melacha is aser. There are categories. The last drasha is as follows: Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, Sheishes Yamim Tochal Matzos Ubayom Hashvi Yatzeres Lashem Elokecha Lo Sasa Melacha. So it talks about the seventh day of Pesach having an Issur Melacha with the word Atzeres. So the Gemara says that by connecting Uva Yom HaShvi Atzeres and the seventh day is an Issur Melacha, it's coming to allude to the fact that what came before is also us. Sheishes Yom Tochal Matzos Uva Yom HaShvi Atzeres. It means that not just Yom HaShvi is Atzeres, but the 6 days is not just Tochal Matzos, the 6 days are also Issur Melacha on some level. And the Yom HaShvi is also Issur Melacha, L'Hashem Elokecha Sasa Melacha. Comes to Gemara and says, however, you might think that just like the 6 days, just like the 7th day is Asa B'chol Melacha, except Achol Nefesh, of course, so you might think that all the 6 days, including Chol Moed, is Asa B'chol Melacha. Says the Gemara, no, it's not that way, because it says, V'yom HaShvi Atzeres, sounds like the 7th day is unique in some way from what preceded it. So therefore, it's not the same degree. So the answer is that lo misaron akasel elu chachanim. Famous expression used in the Gemara there, the psukim transmitted to the chachanim to make a determination. What kind of determination? For 2 things. Lo malacha, eze yom aser, the eze yom muter. Number one, the chacham are going to tell you what day is aser. They have to determine the calendar. When is Rosh Chodesh? Based on when is Rosh Chodesh, you know when the Yantif starts. So that's how Rashi explains Eze Yom Aser, Eze Yom Mutter. But the other thing that's important is not just that, the Eze Melacha Asura of Eze Melacha Muteres. It means that the Chachamim have discretion to make a determination as to what Melachas are Aser, what Melachas are Mutter. Those are the words of the Gemara. Rashi explains, what does that mean? There are malachas and a mutter. So Rashi gives you one of the categories that you've all heard the name. Achol shamo yagidu lecha eza malacha asura davar she'eno aved ve'eza malacha muteres davar ha'aved. A category called davar ha'aved, where it involves monetary loss, those malachas are mutter. It's not just that. Apparently there's a whole list of categories that we're going to see now. And this is how Shulchan Aruch opens up in Tavkuf Lamed. Chol HaMoed Aser B'Ktsas Melachos U'Mutter B'Miktsasa. That means a Chol HaMoed is not the same exactly for Issur Melacha as we talk about the first day, let's say, or the last day of Pesach. It's Aser B'Ktsas Melachos U'Mutter B'Miktsasa. So we're going to have these categories. But before we discuss the categories, we have to know what we're discussing in terms of the degree of the Chomer HaIssur. The Lashon HaGemara is Misaron HaKasuv L'Chachamim. Does that mean that the entire Issur Melacha is midrabanan? The Chachamim, therefore, are calling the shots. They're making the rules. All these drushes are only in asmachta. We find often drushes are not bona fide drushes, in asmachta. That is the position of Tosis and many Rishonim. Tosis, however, quotes from the Rashbam in Psachim that we quoted before, Kuf Yud Ches in Psachim, that Tosis assumes the Rashbam is of the opinion that Issur Melacha is midrabanan. And Tosis has many kashas on this shita. We don't have time to go through all the details, give you one example of a kasha. Tosis asks, how many aliyas latorah do we have in Chol HaMoed? Four. So where does it come from, the number of aliyas? The Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed have four, because it's a function of how much Issa Melacha you have. Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed are not Asa B'Melacha, so that's why there's four aliyas. Yontif, where there's an Issa Melacha, but not the same degree as Yom Kippur and Shabbos, that's why we have five aliyas. Yom Kippur is six aliyas, and Shabbos is seven. So it sounds like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed are the same level for vis-a-vis Issa Melacha. Sounds like there's no Issa Melacha midoraisa. So there's many kashas. There's a discussion from the sugya in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Beis, regarding lifnei iver. If there are kusim that are not makbid on Issa Melacha b'Chol HaMoed, and you rent them a bathhouse, and they're going to use it and work on Chol HaMoed, you are violating lifnei iver. So Tosus assumes that you can't violate lifnei iver on Issa d'Rabbana. So that would seem to support those Rishon who say it's an Issa d'Oraisa, but then you could argue back, no, it could be lifnei iver mid'Rabbanan. If it's an Issa d'Rabbanan, it's lifnei iver d'Rabbanan. So that's another Gemara. There's another Gemara in Krisus Daf Tes that discusses a Ger Toshav and what his halacha is on Shabbos. And one opinion the Gemara Daf Tes in Krisus is his halacha is like Yisrael b'Chol HaMoed. Sounds like this thing, Dina d'Oraisa. But all these rais, Tosus and the Rishonim who hold this Rabbanan deflect, and they assume that it's only Issa d'Rabbanan. So who holds what is a whole tumor. The Chinuch, Shin Chav Gimel, the long Sefer Chinuch, he assumes that Issa Chomet is d'Oraisa. He assumes B'das HaRambam, that's only d'Rabbanan. The Tur assumes B'das HaRif, that's a d'Oraisa, because the Rif quoted these drushes. Sounds like he holds the real drushes. The Beis Yosef isn't so convinced that that's what the Rif holds. Maybe just quote it because they're asmachtis. If you want to get a sense of who holds what, there's a very long bir halacha in the very beginning of Tav Kuf Lamed that tries to work the shittas out, who holds what, and he comes almost like breaks it down evenly. You know, a long list of Yishonim and Gaonim even on each side, whether Isser, Melacha, B'chome is Dorais or Drabanan, there could be Nafkaminas also. Let's say you have a Suffolk, Dover HaAved. So if it's not a Dover HaAved, now some could argue that Suffolk Dover is a Dover HaAved by definition, because you might be losing money. We'll have to see. But could be if it's a Suffolk in whether something's a Melacha, if it's a Suffolk on a Dorais level, you go Lechumba. If it's a Suffolk Drabanan, it's Lekula. Could be other Nafkaminas also. But Al Kopanim, it's a major machlokas whether Issa Melacha, when it's us, Doraisa Drabbanan. If you hold it's a Doraisa, how do you explain the Mesorna Kosav Lachachamim? So this is a very radical idea, that the Torah asks us something, but the Chachamim are the ones that flesh out the details. It's not the first time we find such a notion, we find it in other places as well. I once came across a Sefer of Rav David Cohen in Brooklyn, who has a whole list. The whole Sefer is about Mesorna Kosav Lachachamim, all cases where, you know, the Torah gave the Chachamim the autonomy to define all kinds of examples. Chukos Ha'akum, I guess you could say, what is Chukos Ha'akum? The Chachamim list in the Tosefta in the sixth parak of Shabbos, what's concluded, what's considered Chukos Ha'akum. The Torah just says, don't follow Chukos Ha'akum. Many examples that you can think of where the Torah leaves with the Chachamim to define. Maybe even, I once saw one of the Makoros, Lamitas Melachos B'Shabbos, could be even seen in that vein. Al Kol Panim, it could be Doraisa, or it could be Derabbanan. If it's a Doraisa, we have to know. It's a discussion Minchas Chinuch. Is it Malkus? Yantif, you do Malacha. There's no onus skila, no capital punishment on Yantif, but it's a Lav, so you get Malkus. So would anyone suggest that you'd be getting Malkus for violating Malacha B'Chol HaMoed? Pashtus not. Some are Mefalpil. It could depend on which drasha we follow in the Gemara. If it's a drasha that sounds like a Lav, then maybe there'd be Malkus. If it's a Kalvachomer that we learn it out from, maybe in Onshim Nadin. This is a Tumlo in Echronim, but it could be for other reasons, as we'll soon see. Even if we see it's a Doraisa, but the framework for the Malacha, for the Issa Malacha, would not lend itself to allow for Chiv Malkus. And this leads us to really getting to the crux of how to frame Issa Malacha b'Chol HaMoed. One of the rayas that Tosis has in that long Tosis on Chagiga Yudches, that the whole Isser is a Drabanan, is because of a Yushalmi that he quotes. The Lashon Yushalmi says the following words, quoted in Mishnah Berurah as well in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Klum Asru b'Melacha Elo kidei sheyu ochin v'shosim v'yegein v'torah. Is it not that the entire reason that quote unquote they forbade malacha is in order to facilitate that people will enjoy yantif, they'll eat and they'll drink, and of course they'll turn their focus to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to Ruchnius, and they'll osik v'torah. Says Tosas, kula masru. Sounds like we're discussing Yisui Rabbana. Not the Raisa, kula masru. Yeah, the Yerushalmi seems to say, and now people are not really utilizing the moed for the right reasons. But kula masru sounds like Sidra Rabbanan. According to the Rishonim who assume that it's going to be an Isser the Raisa, you'll have to say, but given the fact that the Torah did give the Chachamim a certain authority to define what the Torah had in mind, so to that extent, it's kula masru. It's the Chachamim who are obviously fleshing out the details, beseder. But what do you see from this lashon of the Yerushalmi? That whether it's the Raisa Drabanan, the nature of the Issa Melacha B'chol HaMoed is not in the same way that you imagine Melacha by Shabbos and by Yantif. By Shabbos and Yantif, you can define Melacha and say the Issa is the act itself. The act itself is the definition. You want to start going beyond that? That's called Darshinim Taima Dekra. That's not for us. Shimon Darshan's Taima Dekra. But the definition of the Isser is not dependent and not bound together with any type of a hashkaf, any type of rationale. Isser Malacha defines itself by whatever Malacha is. That's the Isser. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, it's a different flavor. Whenever we talk about Isser Malacha, we are thinking at the same time, hand in hand with that, the notion of the spirit of the day, what is going to be conducive to allow a person to be able to use the day in a proper way, an appropriate way, to enjoy himself, but to also come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the very halachas of Issa Malacha are constantly weighing and taking into account that other agenda. You see, so it's a very different picture. And this could be true whether it's a Drabanan or whether it's Issa. If you look at the language of the Rambam, In the beginning there, we discuss this Perek Zayin, we discuss the Issa Malacha, the Chol HaMoed. The Rambam's Lashon is very much speaking to this idea. In Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, Ho Shal Moed, Afapi Shal Nema Bo Shabbason, Ho V'Nikra Mikra Kodesh, V'Arei Huzman Chagiga B'Migdash. It's a time that in Beis HaMikdash they would bring Karbanos, Tashumin, for the Chagigas of the first day, the entire week they would bring Karbanos. Aser basias melacha, says the Rambam, kidei shelo yia kishar yemei hachol she'en ben kedusha klal, so that it not be reduced to the other weekdays of the year that don't have kedusha. And the Rambam goes on further and says, if you do melacha, there's makas mardus, not makas deraisa, nishe yisur medivei sofrin. Sounds like the Rambam holds this drabban, like the Chinuch says, and he says, V'lo kol mleches avoda asur bo kiyom tov, she'sof ha'inyan b'dvarim she'nesru kidei she'lo yia kiyom chol l'chol davar. Because sof kol sof, the purpose of all these yisurim is that it should not be entirely like a yom chol. So the whole way it's framed in the Rambam is zilzul in moed versus holding moed in a high regard, that it shouldn't be treated in such a lax way like yom chol. The Pashtus is the Rabbanan. That's how the Chinuch assumes Bedas Rambam. However, there are Achronim who make the case that the Rambam might even hold that it's a Doraisa, the Keren Ora, beginning of Moed Katan, and a very mamish very beginning, and Moshe Sternbach and Moed Muzmanim, both in their own way, try to fit the Rambam with those who show the holds of Doraisa. The Rambam talks about the idea of Dibbe Sofim. Dibbe Sofim in the Lashon of Rambam could very often mean things that are darshan from Sukkim, but they're really Adoraisa. And the Rambam is trying to tell us that there is a certain framework that the Torah had in mind, and that framework can be fleshed out by the Chachamim, who are literally making the determinations when a particular type of an act crosses the line to make something like a Yom Chol, and that's the Pu'ula that the Chachamim said is Aser, and other types of things the Chachamim say are fine, but ultimately the eye is always toward what we're discussing is, are we treating the day as a chol, or are we still preserving the character of the day? And it's a very important yisod that emerges, the thing, no matter what you're going to say, at the end, it has very much to do with this inyan. Now, clearly there are klolim, and we have to go through them. But it's important to always recognize whatever the kolim are, and the chachamim are making determinations, it's always with a certain balancing act, one way and the other. And this is a very interesting thing that comes out of this. Let's begin to discuss some of the hagdaros. In the beginning of Tav Kuf Lamed, so the Mishneh Berurah, the very beginning of Hilchos Chol Moed says, "Hamalachos hamutaros b'chol moed heim chamisha." It's the very first sifkat in Hilchos Chol Moed. Five. Number one, Davar ha'aved imlo yasenu ata. If you're not going to do it now, then there's going to be a loss of principle, a loss of an investment. That's one. Next, Tzorechei hamoed. Anything that's called Tzorech hamoed, which could mean Tzorech ochel nefesh, which is even permitted what's called Maisa Uman, we'll see. But Shar Tzorechei hamoed are also called Tzorech hamoed, and that would be limited to Maisa Hedyot as opposed to Maisa Uman. Then you have Poel She'en Lo Mayochal, which is very hard to imagine today that we have, but the idea that someone who has really no food to put on the table, they can do Melacha B'chol HaMoed. And then you have Tzorchei Rabim, a category by itself, communal needs. And then Maisa Hedyot Afilu L'Yachid, when it comes to a case of Tzorech HaMoed, where there's a Maisa Hedyot. V'yisparku Echad B'mkomo. That's how he begins, and then he begins to talk about the big machokas, whether it's a Doraisa or Drabana. The Ramah, right after the words of the Mechaber, Chol HaMoed, Asvik Sas Melachos Umut Sas, and says the Ramah, Lefi Tzorech HaInyan, Shaya Nira LaChachamim LaHatir. That is to say, when you talk about Melachos being Asr Mutter, it's very much the Chachamim's call. What they felt should be Mutter, they said is Mutter. What they didn't feel should be Mutter, they left as an Isser. What does this seem to suggest? That you can't necessarily be your own guide to figuring out what's us, what's mutter. It's very hard to pin things down. We are guided by halachas, the halachas mifurashas, but sometimes we don't quite chap exactly why it is what it is, bekach kasuv. We would want to extrapolate, and you can't, because all kinds of cheshbonos are going through the chachamim's mind when they made the determination, be it to make it a doraisa, be it to make it a drabana. And let me bring that idea out. The Gemara Kamat says this. Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yud Beis has the following lesson: that Hilchos Chol HaMoed is the equivalent of Hilchos Kusim Bahalacha. What do you mean Hilchos Kusim Bahalacha? So Rashi explains that Gemara says Hilchos Kusim Bahalacha, they're akuros, they're barren, the ain lamedo zumizu. You can't extrapolate one from the other. Says Rashi, an Isha Akara, a woman who's barren, doesn't have any product. There's no progeny, the child. It's just the woman herself, her guf. So it is with halachas. You can't say, well, this is mutter, so common sense dictates that that's mutter. You can't say that. Just like by kusim, there's no system. You know, it's hard to predict what they grabbed onto, and they made that a big chumrah, and they accepted that halacha. And other things, which might be equally important, or more important, they didn't grab onto. It's sort of like ad hoc. Here they accepted this and didn't accept that. So it is with Halachos Chol HaMoed. The Chachamim made determinations. You can't start drawing conclusions. They have cheshbonos. It can be very local, and you can't necessarily assume that it has any application beyond where they said it. The Chinuch develops this idea with the following words in Shin Chav Gimel. Klal zeh yeh b'yadecha, says the Chinuch. His comparison is a different comparison. Hilchos Moed ke Hilchos Shavusei Shabbos. Hilchos Moed is like the Shavusin of Shabbos. The irony is that we don't have Shavusin on Chol HaMoed. We have Melachos, we have specific Drabanans, but we don't have Gzeros, like Refuah we'll see about, that the Yasid on Shabbos, or Shavusim, those Halachos don't apply. So Chefs L'Chavadah B'Dover ideas don't apply on Chol HaMoed. But L'maisa, Shavusei Shabbos, you can't extrapolate from one to the other. Says the Chinuch, Ki pa'amim timtza l'rabboseinu, zechronim u'bracha, matirin melacha kiveda b'inyin echad. That we mat, a very seemingly a melacha that involves a lot of exertion, u'pa'amim yachmiru ala kala b'inyin echad. And there'll be machmir on something which sounds like it's not a big deal. V'al titama al hadavar, says the Chinuch, im hagdama she'egdamti, with what I told you. Ki ha'tora lo asra, v'lo hitira b'chosha moed, elo b'mashi yaskimu heim. Shitas HaChinuch is, it's Melachas HaDoraisa. But the Torah only asked or permitted that which the Chachamim would give their agreement to. Therefore, V'chein bin Shvusei Shabbos, V'yom Tov, Nimsa B'gemar Mekomos Yemidu Devrayim, Afil B'mokom Torah, sometimes they will maimid Devrayim, even B'mokom HaDoraisa, Upam Mekilin B'mokom Shiro Tov L'Hakel. Below Dava Reik Bechol Devrayim, understand that your mind is limited. Uzachar Bini Klal Zeh reiterates Shehuchos Moed Kehuchos Shvusei Shabbos Shein Dani Bahen Davar Midavar. If Halacha is stated, don't try to figure it out that you know why, and therefore it should be the same thing over here. So it's very complicated in that regard to really pin down in Yanim. There are all these halachas, there are guidelines, there are categories, but at the end of the day, it's not like you're going to be able to figure it out completely. It's an interesting lesson in terms of Musar and Midos sometimes. We think it's just Paraduma that teaches us that we're limited in what we can understand. Hilchos Chol Moed, to some extent, is also that. In the Me'ein, you know, it's the Eranpin. It's not an easy thing. Before we start talking, you know, it's brought up some Zalman brings in Shemeshes Kol Chasa from one of the Svarim. Tainus Bahab that we have after Sukkot and after Pesach is brought. One of the reasons is to be machaper for those who were nechshel in asiyas melacha b'chol hamoed, which is almost everybody. Okay, so lo pashut. An important nekuda that is going to be totally nogeh lemaisa in every which way, and I don't know that it's resolved, although probably the minhag ha'olam is to be makel about it, but to be aware of the issue. The following question. The Gemara repeatedly uses an expression, you learn in Rabbi Kut, you'll see it a lot of places, regarding Lachas Chol Moed, that it has to do with Tircha. And we understand very well why that is, in light of what we just prefaced, the idea of trying to preserve the spirit of the day, so your focus and your energy is available to focus on better things and spiritual matters. The Gemara talks about Tircha, the beginning of Melachas of Masechet Moed Katan talks about the Beis HaShalchin case, when you have to water a field constantly. There's a ways that we permit you to water it because it needs constant irrigation, and ways that we don't allow it. When there's more tircha involved, then we will forbid, and when it's less tircha, we permit. Mishnah Gemara based on the Beis, Bishlama Moed Mishum Tircha. Uvimakom Seda, you're going to lose out here if you're not going to water the field. Davar HaAved, classic Davar HaAved, Shau Rabbanan. Mishum Tircha, Mishum Seda Shal Rabbanan. Zakt Rashi, Moed Katan based on base, they go, Asir Bishum Malacha El Mishum Tircha. Rashi seems to imply that the whole rationale for Issa Malacha, whatever it is based on Tircha. The Gemara Daf Chesam Beis brings one of the reasons why we don't make a chasana on Chol HaMoed. One reason is Mishum HaTorach. The Gemara Daf Yud Gimel, differentiating Malacha B'Chol HaMoed from Erev Pesach, Issa Malacha, Moed Mishum Tirchahu. Many Gemaras that speak to this idea. The Rav Yah, one of the Rishonim, when he discusses the idea of Hilchas Moed, like Hilchas Kusim Bahalacha, he takes the Inyan of Tircha and brings it into the mix. He says, that which we say, Hilchas Hamoedos Ki Hilchas Kusim, and Lo Mesarcha Kosev El Chachamim, he says, it's all as we say because we want you to be able to be focused on Yismach B'Moed and learning Torah, and therefore, if there's no tircha, you can do that. If there is too much tircha, then you're going to be upset because of the tircha involved. It's going to pull you down. You're not going to have the focus and the energy and the desire and enthusiasm that we want you to have for a day like Chol HaMoed. And therefore, they will matir lasus davar ha'aved, or if you have nothing to eat, because to the contrary, we want to enhance your simcha. If you're not going to be able to do the melacha davar aved, you're going to feel more upset that you're losing all this money. Or if you don't have anything in front of your table, if you're not going to permit chal. So, but the driving force of isa melacha chol moed seems to be the question of tircha, and all ultimately to support the idea that we said before, that you preserve the character of the day and you do with the time what you should be doing. So here's the million-dollar question. The relationship between Tircha and Melacha. So what's Koveya when we talk about what's us in Chol HaMoed? To what extent is Tircha necessary, part and parcel of the Isser, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra? What if you're talking about a Melacha that doesn't involve Tircha, but it's technically a Melacha? What about Tircha without a Melacha? There are two Tosas that seem to be discussing this. Tosas on Yudbeis and Yudbeis. Tzarech Iyoni Torach Belo Melacha Ayu Aser, because Pragmati is Aser. Umaisa, we find certain Isurim that are Misham Tircha, like moving. One of the Mishnais talk about moving, changing locations. It seems to be Mashma that at least on the Rabbanon level, there's an Isur Misham Tircha without Melacha, even there's no Melacha involved. But Tosas continues and raises the question there. Lamaisa, what if you have, Tosus doesn't raise it, but this is a major question. What if you have malacha without tircha? I'll give you an example. Mamash halacha lamaisa. Carrying without an erev. Assuming you're talking about a reshus harabim, d'oraisa, which is self-discussion whether you have such a thing today, assuming a reshus harabim, and you're not carrying something very heavy, and it's not l'tzorach hamoed, but you're not really noticing that you're carrying it. It's very light. Something's in your pocket, a tissue's in your pocket, whatever it is, and you know you have it there. It's not tzorach hamoed, or whatever else it might be, that's not tzorach hamoed. Tissue might need it, okay? So, l'maisa, did you do a malacha? Do you have to check your pockets on chol hamoed, that everything that's in your pocket is something that you absolutely need? How about striking a match? How about putting on the light? Not because you need light in the room, just stop. You're flicking the light switch on and off, on and off, on and off. No tircha, really. Your head's not going to get too tired, I imagine. You know, so what about that? So Emek Bracha made, maybe one of the people that made this shaila famous, although it's a major issue. He has a whole siman here in the back of the sefer, with Hamod Kol Chasso, and any sefer that deals with Hamod has to deal with this question. So there is a halacha in Tav Kuf Mem, that how you explain this halacha seems to resolve this question. Whether you need to always look to those heterim of Tzorach HaMoed, of Ha'aved, whatever it might be, in order to justify a malacha to be matirit. Or sometimes it could be muta because there's no tircha and that's it. You don't need anything else. The Mechaber Paskins, muta lito gafshushes shebabayis. You have a little mound and you can smooth it out on Chol HaMoed. Now, what's the pshat? On Shabbos, there's an issue of either choresh or bona. When you smooth out a little mound to make it even, on the floor, you could be violating malacha. Here, it's mutter. Why? So, if you look at Mishnah Berurah, based on some of the mefarshim, he has to find a tzorach hamoed here. Shelo yitakel bam. People should not stumble on it. Shouldn't get hurt. No, tzorach hamoed, absolutely. But other rishonim seem to explain this halacha simply because it's no big deal, you're not doing anything. It doesn't take that much effort. Kinnireh, if there's no tircha, there's no isser, even if it is a malach. And we'll see he brings a lot of makoros on this, one way or the other, how to understand this halacha. We'll see also, we'll talk about a ksiva, there's a shivoi haleket that talks about writing a letter, which is just a greeting letter, which doesn't necessarily have to be tzorach hamoed, but he says, what are you doing already? You're not doing very much. Some explain it's like taking a walk. Somebody shouldn't put it in terms of taking a walk. Taking a walk, you're not really doing anything. Sounds good. Without tircha, there's no isser. Then again, others explain that the case of the letter is because it's a tzorach hamoed. Either the person's going to get the letter, he'll be happy, or you are going to feel good that you sent the letter. This could be nogea, sending texts in our society, sending an email. Does it always have to be understood as tzorach hamoed, or is it simply doesn't take much to push a button and then send something? So we'll talk about this, but it's not simple. Yeah, the Chai Adam says you can't tie a knot on Chol HaMoed. We're not talking about a sophisticated knot. We're not talking about melachas tircha. He says it's us. Apparently, if it's a melacha, then we have to consider the possibility that it's us, unless you have a heter of Tzorach HaMoed and whatever else, Dabra Aved. That's why you have to consider Hotzah from that perspective. So, the Chazon Ish apparently was makbid not to carry, unless it was a Tzorach HaMoed, but then when they asked him about it, he says it's hard, he didn't want to say for sure it's us, but he was noted, maybe it's a problem. It's not simple. This issue is, we'll have examples soon. Rav Eliashiv apparently said, Ikar din, it's mutter to carry, hamach metavol abracha. I saw one among the many places where this is discussed. There's an article by Rav Shlomo Grossman, Adina Bnei Brak. He wanted to categorize this inyan as in a similar vein to what we find, let's say, by an Av Rachman Litzlan. When you talk about Issa Malacha there, what takes away your focus from the Avelus is what's Aser B'melacha by Shiva, let's say. So to the extent that you're not really distracted, you're doing it like you're half, you know, you're half asleep, and you can do it also. So maybe that's not called a melacha, but that's going in the tzad that it's, you know, in the tzad that we're makel. The Imek Brach himself has a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. On the one hand, we saw the case of Gavshushis that we mentioned, and then on the other hand, there's another halacha brought later in Shulchan Aruch in the case of a levaya Rachmanu Leslan Chol HaMoed. So there's a halacha brought over there, Tavkuf Mem Zayin. There was to be a minig that when they were coming back from the levaya, they would pull out grass as a siman for tchias hamesim. The grass is going to grow back, and so too the sham is going to come back, the guf is going to come back. So it's brought in halacha not to do that. What did you do already? You pulled out a blade of grass. It wasn't like a tircha. So it sounds like there is a problem in doing malacha without tircha. So the Emek Bracha tries to say it depends. If it's a malacha of tircha, that you can see that this malacha has tircha involved. If you're kotzer, you can be kotzer with tircha. It's just that if you just do a blade of grass, you haven't exerted yourself. But the malacha itself, as it's performed, is a malacha of tircha. We are smoothing the ground, that type of a choresh, that type of a bone, not really in any shape or form approaching tircha. Here, you pull more, you're going to be doing tircha. Therefore, it's a malach of tircha. I don't know if I hear the chilk so perfectly, because l'maisa, if you're bona, you can be bona with tircha too. Maybe it means the way that you're doing it now never amounts to tircha. Here, the act of kodesh, say, just do more of it. I'm not sure, but that's his chiluk that he makes. Al kopanim, this is again a very nugei l'maisa issue. You walk into a room, you put on the light. Do you have to think twice before you put on the light? Do I need the light right now? You leave the room. You close the light. Why can you close the light? So do you have to find a heter, a davar aved, a chveis? You pick up the phone to call somebody. Do you have to think twice about whether I'm allowed to pick up the phone right now to call somebody? It sounds like an innocent thing that you do regularly. You don't think twice about it. It's not really tircha, and yet if it's a malacha, then we have to consider some basis to be matir. So again, it's a very major issue. But let's talk about tzorach hamoed and davar aved and some of the categories as much as we can get to. Tzorach hamoed. There are really two tiers of tzorach hamoed. There's tzorach hamoed in general and tzorach hamoed of ochel nefesh. When I say ochel nefesh, I don't just mean the ochel nefesh that's mutter on yantin. That's for sure. But even beyond that, even what we could call shir ochel nefesh could also go into ochel nefesh. Now, there's an important condition, a number of conditions. When we talk about tzorach hamoed, maisa hedyot versus maisa uman. These are all mishnayis in moed katan. Maisa hedyot means something which is done in a non-professional way. Maisa uman means it has a professional touch. You sew it a certain way, a button, it can look like it's professionally done. If you sew it more haphazardly, it doesn't look so professional. So there's a same thing with whatever malacha. So when we talk about tzorach hamoed, oftentimes we limit that heter to maisa hedyot versus maisa uman. Now that is only true when it's a tzorach hamoed in the broader sense. When we talk about tzorach ochel nefesh, then tzorach ochel nefesh can be maisa uman. If you want to be a chef on chol moed and spend 10 hours in the kitchen preparing the most deluxe meal, and it's a perfect professional touch, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because we're talking about ochel nefesh. So that's one inyan to know about. Maisa ed versus maisa uman. Another caveat is shelo yechaved melachto lamoed. We see this by davar aved as well. That which we're matir tzorach hamoed is only if you didn't particularly plan to do it on chol moed, because that's a convenient time to do it. This is mefurish in halachas. You can't mechavin melach to lamoed. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that you could have done it versus you couldn't have done it. You could have done it before moed, but you thought you would, and you didn't get to it. Well, maisa comes moed now. That's okay. That's called tzorach hamoed. But if you maisa, you hinei muchen mezuman to do it on chol moed, that's called mechavin melach to lamoed. The Chinuch explains that idea. Why is it that... You cannot do it in such a way that's mechavin melach to lamoed. Very, very nice lashon of the Chinuch. defined in Shin Chav Gimel. He says, "Ki lo lasok b'melacha hukpeu yemei chalus amoed ki mismoach afnei Hashem." You see how everything comes back to that idea. Rotzalomer biskabeit b'midrashos l'shma noam imei sefer to learn hilchos Pesach b'Pesach hilchos Chag b'Chag. So mechavim lachdu amoed is almost like a mevazer samoados. Again, ochel nefesh is part of the to enjoy the moed, but if it's a malacha that just could have been done before and you dafka want to do it now, that's in a certain sense a zilzal in moed. So we have this idea of machad malachta l'moed that's prohibiting even a maisa hedyot. What about if it's ochel nefesh? Then of course machad malachta l'moed is fine. You don't have to cook everything before yantif. So you can cook, leave many, your ingredients for moed and spend your day cooking. That's fine. So when you talk about ochel nefesh, it's fine maisa uman. It's fine to be machad melachta l'moed. When you talk about tzorech hayom, then we have to be careful. It has to be maisa hedyot, not maisa uman. It has to be not machad melachta l'moed. Another condition is if people don't know that you're allowed to do it, you have to do it b'tzina, not b'farhesya. That's also based on Mishnayis and Daf Yud Gimel and Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel. Kol melachos sheim tzorech hamoed kesheosim osam umaneim osam b'tzina. This is, as Mishmur explains, a malacha that people wouldn't realize is a tzorech hamoed. You know it's a tzorech hamoed, but not other people. Other people don't know it. It's hard to always pin down what's called maisa uman, what's called maisa hedyot. There was an old machlokes, Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov, binogea Polaroid cameras before digital cameras existed. We had film and we had Polaroid cameras. Polaroid cameras, they would develop it right away and it would look professional, not by our standards, but by those standards. What did you have to do? You push the button, and next thing you know, the picture came out. Rav Moshe felt that's called Maisa Hedyot, because anyone can do it. You don't need, no brainer. Rav Yaakov felt that since it has a professional touch to it, so that would be called Maisa Uman. This could be Nergea today for a printer. Can you print something from a computer on Chol Moed that's good Tzorech HaMoed?
So any device would be
a So according to Rav Moshe, if it's easy enough for even a kid to do, that's called Maisa Hedyot, because it's not complicated, it's not called skilled. Because anyone can do it, an amateur can do it too. If you focus on Maisa Uman, Maisa Hedyot from the perspective of the professional touch that comes with the product, the finished product, then you have to say maybe this is a problem. A Maisa Uman, you shouldn't print on Chol HaMoed, print before you have to. So it's similar to, I think, to the Polaroid camera question. Yeah?
First of all, not everything you print necessarily would be like a Maisa Uman. You can print a piece
of paper, it's not. No, I'm saying if you have a paper that you want to print, that's a gear for a shiur that you're going to give on our last days of Pesach on Chol Moed. So you have your notes and you type them out and you want to print them. So you're printing it for Tzorech. But if you only matir Tzorech with Tzorech, if it's Maisa Hedyot, then you have to. No, so Staples not going to help you, because whatever you can do, we'll get to that. You can't have a guy do either. If you can't do it, you can't have someone else do it for you. That's a mitzvah in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you call this Maisa Hedyot, then you go to Staples, you can do it on your computer. The same thing. If it's called Maisa Uman, then you can't do it, and you can't have Staples do it either. So that's a very important nekuda. I'm not paskining, I'm just pointing out the issue. Now, there's something else to keep in mind, something in between Ochel Nefesh and Tzorech HaMoed. And that's called Tzorech HaGuf. So what do we say so far? Tzorech HaMoed, it has to be limited to Maisa Hedyot, right? And not Maisa Uman. Tzorech HaMoed has to be not Mechavan Melachta HaMoed. It has to be possibly B'tzina. People don't know it's Tzorech HaMoed. On the other hand, Ochel Nefesh can be Maisa Uman. It can be Mechavan Melachta HaMoed. It can be... Sorry about this. Let me close it. My daughter from Eretz Yisrael, but I'm sorry. she has to wait. Hello? I'm giving a shiur. I have to speak to you later, okay? I'm middle of a shiur. Okay, I apologize. Okay. Apologize to you guys also. I should have closed it. Okay, I'm closing it now. Anyway, say that. So I know no ringer. Okay. So what about what's called Tzorech HaGuf? I thought I didn't have the phone with me, and it turns out I did. Okay, what about Tzorech? I never bring it to shiur. You know that, Yoni, right? Okay. What about Tzorech HaGuf? So this is not quite Ochel Nefesh, but it's better maybe than Tzorech Hayom, Tzorech HaMoed. What do I mean? So there's a Mishnah in the first parak discussing a woman making tachshitin for herself, putting on her face, whatever, the mascara, other things. And the Rishonim point out that anything that's called a tikkun haf is equivalent of ochel nefesh, which means that you can do it on yantif, the dafka, and it can be maisa uman, and it's no problem. That means that we expand the definition of ochel nefesh to include sorach haguf. That's the Mishnah Daf Ches. Osa isha osa tachshitah b'moed. Kishut haguf is considered ochel nefesh. So washing with soap, for example, the equivalent for us, I guess, that's totally appropriate. Brushing your teeth. You could probably expand this to other things. The toilet is clogged, and you have only one toilet in the house. Or you have two toilets and a lot of kids. You know, whatever it is. So sorach haguf. No, so you can bring a professional in to fix. Similarly, a refrigerator, you know, it's not directly the ochel nefesh, but sorach haguf. And that would not be limited by the barrier of maisa hedyot versus maisa uman. It can be as professionally done as whatever anyone would do professionally, and that would be fine. Where it's not as clear-cut, what's called sorach haguf? You're on your way to a great adventure's place, and your car breaks down. So you go to a mechanic, and he's a professional, and you're going to have him fix it. Can he fix it for you? You can't do it, you can't have a mechanic do it for you. If he's a mechanic, he's a maisa uman by definition. If you call this sorach haguf, if you stretch the definition of sorach haguf, then maisa uman is fine. If going to graves is not the give-all and be-all and end-all of chol hamoed for you, and you have you can easily get back, otherwise you can be stranded, who knows, nowhere, that's maybe sorach haguf, because where are you going to go, how are you going to handle yourself? But let's say you can deal with it, the mechanic is, you know, whatever, so you can get a train back. Or you can tell him, do a quick fix. Don't do it the way you usually do it. Maybe you could find a way a mechanic acts in the role of a maisa hedyot, not a maisa uman. If you view it as sorach haguf, then you don't need to worry about that. He can do it any way he wants. Another area this comes up, which is apparently an interesting machlok in the Gdolim of Eretz Yisrael and the poskim in America, planning a visit to a doctor on Chol HaMoed. Very common. Your dentist, your checkup. A checkup with a doctor, with a dentist, eye doctor, whatever it might be. Now, is that permitted or not? Now, kulayama lo pligi, if there's a condition, any kind of pre-existing condition, even a mechush, the alma condition, that doesn't have to be a chole categorization, but somehow there's a pre-existing condition and you need to attend to it, that's clearly called sorach haguf. It's mutter, lechavim, melachto, lemoed, you can have your appointment and deal with what you have to deal with the doctor. However, what if it's a stam routine checkup, and it's convenient for you because you're off from work, from school? Can you schedule your appointment on Chol HaMoed? So the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael thought you could do it, and then they bring a raya from a case that's brought in the Shulchan Aruch about refuah. Now that case has to do with drinking a potion. And on Shabbos is Easter to drink certain things as refuah because of Shrikas Samamanim, and there's no gzeira on Chol HaMoed. But they took this as a blanket heter. Anything having to do with refuah is permitted on Chol HaMoed. Now, that's how, I think Rav Shechter agrees with this also, I should mention. But I know Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Shlomo Zalman were not so happy. Rav Yaakov, I'm not sure. But Moshe has in his tshuva, Igris Moshe, Yerachayim Chel Gimel Simen Ayin Ches, he mentions, first of all, if your glasses break in Chol HaMoed, you can have them fixed, even Maisa Uman, because that he calls Sorach HaGuf. That's clear Sorach HaGuf. However, a dentist, if you have a tsar, toothache, even a mild toothache, no problem. But if there's no pre-existing condition, no toothache, you just want to have a routine checkup, a cleaning or whatever, you have to get around whatever chametz issues could be with whatever they put into your, you know, mouth, which is anyway, he says. But separate from that, a routine checkup, Rav Moshe says it's zilzul and yantif, wait for after yantif. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was concerned with the x-rays and malacha that's done. And another poskim, I said, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Yashiv, they said this is exactly what we say, tafkuf gamed beis, refuah muteres b'chol HaMoed. Again, that was a case of drinking a potion. They assume that anytime you're dealing with your physical needs, it's absolutely mutter, l'chavin melachto, maisa uman. Apparently it's a machlokas about this question. Another interesting question to keep in mind before we get to Dava Aved. let's say you go cherry picking or apple picking on Chol Hamoed. It's a nice family activity. So how many apples can you pick? How many apples can you pick, right? So do you have to limit what you pick to what is reasonable for you to be eating over the course of the rest of Yontif? Doesn't mean you have to be mitzamsim to the nth degree. I mean, as long as it's possible that you're going to consume that amount, so that's called Tzorach HaMoed. But suppose you just enjoy the fact that you're picking apples, and you know that the apples that you have is more than you need and your neighbors need, and it's going to keep you busy for weeks after Yontif. Is it permitted to pick apples on Chol Hamoed as part of your leisure activity if it's not Tzorach HaMoed? So, again, if you hold maybe that you get oneg from the very act of picking apples, so that's what defines Tzorach HaMoed, then okay, call it Tzorach HaMoed. If you have to be more precise about what Tzorach HaMoed is, the fact that I feel may not be enough. Fishing is a similar thing. You know, you're fishing and you're not going to eat it all. This shayla comes up also with pictures. You know, we have to talk about ksiva, but probably it's not an issue of ksiva, but taking pictures on Chol Hamoed, the Bishkek Rav didn't like the idea of taking pictures on Chol Hamoed. But most people hold that it's okay, especially if it's a picture that's worth $1 million and you're not going to have another chance to have the picture, so maybe you could call it Davar Oved, I don't know, but whatever it might be. But one of the questions also could be, and maybe this could be a matir, if you get hana because you see the picture right away. If it's film, then you're not going to see the picture till it's developed, when it's developed. But if you see the picture right away, I take the picture and I see myself or whoever it is in the picture, and I enjoy that. So maybe that itself justifies Tzorach HaMoed. I'm not sure how to paskin on this. I'm just giving you a flavor what it takes to figure out Tzorach HaMoed or not Tzorach HaMoed. Picking the apples, fishing, more than you're going to eat. Taking a picture that you enjoy at the time that you're taking it to see the picture. Again, assuming that there's a problem short of Tzorach HaMoed, now you have to figure out whether I have Tzorach HaMoed here to be matir. Yeah?
What about exercising?
So exercise, I think you could see a Tzorach HaMoed in every way, because first of all, you enjoy it. You know, there's tircha, you're saying, but you enjoy it, you feel...
Like on a treadmill.
You get the endorphins. If you get the good feeling of the high afterwards. Plus, you could say it's also for the goof, it's Tzorach HaGoof. So I think you have that also. There's a perfect example of something which on Shabbos might be a problem, like a Shavuos on Shabbos. The Mishnah at the end of Shabbos says that you can't do these kinds of things, and Dafka Chol Moed doesn't have Shavuos in. Elamite, Tzorach HaYom, Tzorach HaMoed, if it's something that you enjoy doing, and it's keeping you healthy, I think that would for sure be okay. I would think so. Yeah. Mar Bishurim is interesting shayla. Pashtus, you don't have the head to Mar Bishurim over here. It comes up. I saw this shayla come up by the case of laundry, and the Moshe Aser the Beferish. Laundry is a separate inyan that they made a gzeira not to do laundry and take haircuts on Chol Hamoed. That's one of the rais of the Ramban that Tzorach HaGuf is mutter ma'isa uman, because after all, without the gzeira, it would have been permitted to take a shave on Yontif. Why? So it's a ma'isa uman, presumably, because it's Tzorach HaGuf. But anyway, they made a gzeira for laundry, they made a gzeira for shaving or for haircuts. So what if you're putting in laundry that you're allowed to put in? Like, I'm going ahead of myself, but just because of your question. So let's say you have kids' clothing that constantly gets soiled, so you're allowed to, it's clear that you have to do it because everyone knows that you could have done it before Yontif, and now because they get dirty all the time, or towels that you ran out and you need them for Yontif, and even if you had them before, they would need to be cleaned again. So let's say you're putting the towels or the kids' clothing in the machine. Can you throw in your own clothing as well? But Moshe says absolutely not. So I did see that issue about in that case, but I don't think you can add that over here. I mean, if it's Tzorach HaMoed to do the pleasure of picking the apple, that's Tzorach HaMoed. If it's only the fact that you're going to eat it, then whatever is shaykh that you're going to eat, you don't have to be mitzamsim. Oh, I know I'm going to eat it. As long as it's possible, that within the realm of possibility. Now, the big inyan is Davar Ha'aveh. Simin in Shulchan Aruch Tavkuf Gam Bezayin Tavkuf Gam Ches. This is the beginning of Masechta Moed Kot in the Beis HaShalchan case. The issue is as follows. Now, first of all, Davar Ha'aved is mutter when there's going to be a loss of money. Loss of money means principal, investment. And you have to weigh how much of a loss. Hefsid Meruba, Hefsid Muat. And that has to be weighed with another consideration of tircha. The issue of Dabra Aved, when the Chachamim were kovea, this is us, this is mutter, within the world of Dabra Aved, what they were doing is, the Rabban explains this beautifully, they're weighing hefsid versus torach. What doesn't play a role is torach hamoed. It does not have to be tzorach hamoed. It's a heter by itself. Dabra aved is mutter, even shugol with tzorach hamoed. Secondly, it can be ma'isa uman. That issue is not with dabra aved. We are not dealing with issues of uman versus hevyel. That plays out within tzorach hamoed considerations, but not by dabra aved. Nor are we discussing tzorach hamoed. It doesn't have to be tzorach hamoed. If it's mutter, it's mutter. It doesn't have to be ma'isa ed. It can be ma'isa uman. What does play a role are two things: tircha and mechavim lachtu lamoed. That's a big no-no. Mechavim lachtu lamoed is absolutely going to negate any heter of dava aved. You cannot set up a situation that you're going to rely on dava aved on yontif when it could have been dealt with before. Not only that, they penalized you and they create all kinds of problems for you, possibly the children as well, Suffolk and the Gemara, if they penalize the child. So absolutely cannot be mechavim lachtu lamoed by dava aved. But now the issue of tircha is interesting. Chazal were makel by dava ha'aved to the extent that the tircha is not excessive and the loss is great. And it's constantly weighing the two issues, the competing values one with the other. In Tav Kuf Gamed Zayin, that's where the case of Beis HaShachin comes in. Beis HaShachin is a field that needs constant irrigation. So if it's not undue tircha, they permitted it. And again, assuming that the hefsid is not, if the hefsid is great and the tircha is less, then that's a shoo-in to mati dava aved because you're going to feel bad. You're not going to feel good about yontif if you're going to lose so much money. So they felt, to the contrary, here, the more demands that you should feel good about yourself and not to feel terrible about losing so much money, they were matir, but they didn't want to do it at the price of doing too much tircha, so that's the issue. The Lashon HaRamban, and if I have a Lashon in front of me, he has a very well formulation. He says that they were shiarubo, he says, Torah keneged hefsed, the hefsed keneged Torah. The Gemara has the following shaila in the sugis there. You have two pitchers that you want to insulate that they can keep their contents. One of them is a big pitcher that if you're not getting insulated, you're going to lose a lot more of the contents. But there's a lot more tircha involved in insulating that pitcher. The other pitcher is smaller, so there's less tircha involved, but the whole loss is less. So the Gemara says, what are we matir? Do we want to say we were more concerned with the loss not being so great, even though the tircha is greater? Or do we say that we're more concerned with the tircha being less, and even if the loss is less, we're matir that? The Rama holds l'kula in both cases. But that's an example of showing how Dava Aved has to take into account two competing values, the loss, the hefsid, and the tircha. When you have Dava Aved, which is permitted, this gets into the question of not taking money for work on Chol HaMoed. Halacha is one should not take work, it's a whole separate siman in Shulchan Aruch, not to take money for work on Chol HaMoed, which is why a whole shaila about a babysitter comes in, there may be Haterim. But Dava Aved you can do Beschar as well. It's Mefurish in the Ramah, Tavkuf Mem Beis Beis. Dava Aved Mutar Asus Afil Beschar Katsuf. The Bi'ur Halacha recommends doing Alidei Akum better. And as we noted before, Ma'isa Uman is Mutter by Hefsid Gadol. The Mishnah Berurah does say if it's a Hefsid Muat, you should try to do it with Ma'isa Hedid, not Ma'isa Uman. So even within, I said before that with Dava Aved, it's even Ma'isa Uman, it really would depend on how much of the Hefsid is involved. It could be by Hefsid Muat, we would rather do it Ma'isa Hedid, not Ma'isa Uman. A lot of cases l'maisa, again with Dava Ha'aved, a person has to go to work, Chol HaMoed, preferably shouldn't go to work, but if the issue has to do with losing Parnassa, it could be that's where you could put Dava Ha'aved in. It could also come up with stores, Prakmatia is Aser, that's a separate Gzeira, Prakmatia. But the same Haterim that we found in Dava Ha'aved by Malacha are true by Prakmatia. So some of that term that the Halacha mentions, he doesn't like it, but some people go with this. If there's a store that's not selling things at Tzorach HaMoed, so they shouldn't be doing business, they shouldn't be open on Chol HaMoed. But what if you close for the whole week, you're going to lose customers, and the customers are not going to come back, they'll find another store, and they'll become patronizing of those stores. So then you can say your mamash is losing your panasa if you don't keep your store open. So you can use that as a basis to be matir prakmatya. It could be by prakmatya, the standards of Dava Aved are less than by Dava Aved itself. We could be more lenient because this is only the Rabbanan. What? Tatmatia. That's a separate gzera. Maybe I'll get to it in a few minutes. There's a separate gzera of commerce on Chol Moed. That's not talking about Mulach. We're talking about Issa Drabanan. Okay, I mentioned about the cameras. Could be Dava Ovid could fit into the case where they're not going to get the chance to make this picture again. I want to share with you an interesting thing. The Taz mentions this, but it's really in the Rishonim. Writing Chidushi Torah on Chol Moed. So the Taz says, absolutely, it's absolute davar aved. He says, because a person has to learn all the time, and mechadish chidushim all the time, and if he's not going to write his chidushim now, then you can't tell me, well, he'll do it after Yantif. Because he has to write new chidushim after Yantif. These chidushim will be lost. It's ein lecha davar gadol mizeh. The Chazon Ish wrote his chidushim on Chol Moed. But in the Rishonim, this is brought in the Shari Tshuva on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, but he brings it from the Shutman HaShemayim. One of the Bali Tosas used to ask Shailas in his dream, and got an answer. And it's very interesting. Sefer Rebbe Margolius put it out with the whole introduction about the whole idea of Lo B'Shamayim, how you can have a person asking Shailas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting answers, but that's a separate shmuz. One of his tshuvas is his Tshuva Lamed Beis. His shaila was Al Chacham Shekosvim Im Yefarshu Pirish Pasuk Halacha. And they write it down not to forget the chidush b'chol shemoed. The omrim she'ingelcha davar ha'avod gadol mizeh. If I'm not going to write now, I'm going to fast. V'sha'alti mutar lichtov ha'pirushim ha'heim omrav. That was a shalom min ha'shemayim. The answer was Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikom Mishkenos Yaakov. Ohev Hashem. The drasha is Sharem ha'mitzuyanim b'halacha. That was the words. The answers always came in riddles, like psukim. The Ohev Anti Atshuva. I didn't know what they're trying to tell me. Mutar asim. Next night, I asked the Shaila again, explain me what this means. Give me another answer, clear answer. But they explained it. Those gates are Nehavim upnei ha-melech ha-gadol, Yosem mikom mishkenos Yaakov, people who do other mitzvahs. And he goes on and says, V'advarim v'machshava sehem k'margolius ha'yikoros be'enav v'im ala vedas kesef echad oshav kesef hitiva Torah lasas melacha b'chol shemoed. If for melacha, if for dava avid of money, hitiva Torah. It sounds like the iser melacha, by the way, is the raisi. It's hitiva Torah diuk. Tosis in Chagigas is Rabbanan, but this is one of the Bali Tosis. Hitiva Torah, Las V'chosh Amoid, Koshkin Sheyesh Lachos Al Avedas HaMargolios HaYikaro Sohem L'Kosvam L'Chosvam Man Lo Yovdu. And therefore you get Schar for this, and this is absolutely Mutter and the Mitzvah to write Chidush Torah on Choyd. So that's a Dava Ovid application. A Shaila as follows. You want to close the light when you leave the room. So this goes back to the question we had before. No tircha. Could be, if you go with that, it's no problem because you're not doing anything really if tircha. But if you hold it, you have to look at every situation and try to find a basis to be matir if it's a melacha. So Rav Nissim Karelitz had a svara. He says, if the light's going to continue burning, then you're going to be losing money. I mean, you're paying for the electricity, PSE&G. So that's a davar ha'avet. So that's where you can close the light because of davar ha'avet. Then he has another svara, not so simple. What about the following shaila? This I found in the Sefer Shmir Samod Kilchaso. I was this morning by Rav David Feinstein. He gave a Haggadah Pesach Shir. Just came from there. So I saw Rav David's son, who I'm close with. I asked him the shaila. He didn't have an answer. Before the last days of Yantif. So you close your cell phone, don't you? Because you don't want to have to charge it again after Yantif. Why can you close your cell phone? Last time you used make the phone call, now it's going to be soon Shvi Shal Pesach, right, coming next Thursday. So you're closing the cell phone, you're doing a malacha, right? What would be the, so he discusses it over here in the Sefer. So I think the fallback is to say, well, anything it's just normal, routine, without effort, without tircha, if you're going to rely on that, then I think the solution. You're not really doing anything in terms of tircha. And if it's not tircha, then malacha per se won't be asr. But if you're not going to go that route, so it's not the same as closing the lights when you're leaving the room, because that could be dava aved. Here, the dava aved, what's dava aved? Just have to recharge the phone after you enter.
So does that have electricity also? Why is that electricity different than...
You're paying, what's electricity? I mean, what are you losing? You can recharge it.
Is it the same thing with the light?
No, the
there's
light...
There's a limited battery life.
Ah, so that's dava aved. That's that. Okay, I think the price of the PSNG on your phone is probably more considerable than that of the battery. But you're saying it comes down to that, the battery life. Okay, I hear the svar. So he discusses that issue, and he says, well, maybe you'll argue, how can you put out a match when you light a match? After all, leave it on the plate and let it go out by itself, like you do what women do on Yantif,
like
right?
Now, it's more for the Rabbanon. Does that matter?
Keyboard. What's the...
Turning
oh, phone.
If it's
a malacha, it's Aser Rabbanon, it's also Chalmai. What should be the difference? I mean, if it's a malacha that's Aser, I think Rabbanon would be the same thing. When we talk about malacha and chalmoid, that's us, right? It wouldn't be only malacha, still, right?
But it's
if it's a gzeira, then you're right. Gzeiras don't apply to chalmoid. Muksa doesn't apply to chalmoid. Gzeiras don't apply to chalmoid. But this, we're not talking about muksa or gzeiras. We're talking about a malacha de Rabbanon. No? I think it's different. He discusses, what about when you have a match? So why'd you have to put the match down on the plate? No, see, he says a simple thing. He says, because you need the match to go out. That's your tzorach. That's your tzorach. So you could do it one way or the other way. So your preference is to do it this way, blow it out. But it's absolute tzorech for you right now that the match should go out. So you're not mechuyev to do it a different way than you would otherwise do it on a weekday. Mashenkin over here, it's not a tzorech for you that, unless you say because of the battery life. Well, Maisa, I saw, who brings it? Someone brings some of Shlomo Zalman's son, Zvil Orbach. You can close your telephone before Yantif, next last days, because Ein Zachashivus. I guess he means in Sachashivus because there's no Tircha. So he's falling back on that Inyan. So again, if you go with that, then that's the justification. I want to talk about Tzorchei Rabim a little bit. Yeah? We may have to go a bit over. Can we have Mincha here? Yeah, because we start. Okay. So, question. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the definition of a Chiddush? If you
have clarity on a Sugya, and you're writing it out to clear, you know, clearly line up the shittas and whatever, I think that's absolutely the same. Now, it could be someone could argue that typing on the computer is better than writing, even though Mustami, you have a heter to write as well, because that may be not the same kind of ksiva. Ksiva is a discussion about Maisa Uman and whether it's considered a malacha, but if you're not actually printing from the computer, then you have it. Now you have to discuss saving, but okay, but could be that's preferable to writing, but I think either way you should be okay. Taking notes for a shir, yeah. So, Mistama, you're gonna lose. Well, yeah, you're gonna. It's recorded, but you think. But then you're gonna not. You have to re-listen again to write the notes, and then you're gonna use the time for other things. It could be that would be fine. Tzorchei Rabim is a category by itself. Yeah, Yoni.
This is a question on the Kavim line.
Yeah.
What about if you book a flight for Chomoy, like you're somewhere? First days, then
yeah, but if it's tzorach for you to go on that flight, that's fine.
Why would it be tzorach?
You want to go somewhere for the last day, so you're going to go somewhere for the tzorach of the day. Then no, you wouldn't want to do that trip before. Mechaber Achmod means that you could have done it before, and the same exact job would have been accomplished before, but you figured, I might as well do it on Chol Moed. Here, you want to take that trip on Chol Moed because Chol Moed is a time to enjoy yourself. That's when you're going to go to Orlando, right? You're not going to go to Orlando before Yantif. You have to you have to deal with other things before Yantif. I mean, so that's mamish the tzorach of the Yantif. Yeah.
If you use a credit card, is there any place you're required to give a signature? Should I be that with a shinui or is that?
So we'll talk about ksiva. I'll get to ksiva. Simen shulchan aruch about ksiva, and we'll talk about business. One more category, just to touch on tzorchei rabim. Yeah.
What if you have a certain amount of days off?
I would very much recommend that if you can work out your days on Moed, you should do that. Because really, the essence of Chol Moed, you see that Yerushalmi, is really that it should be tuned in to a higher frequency. And if you're stuck, you're stuck, and you have a Terim. But if you really have a way, I tell my Talmidim all the time, I mean, those who are working now, you know, do whatever you could to take off Chol Moed. Because I guess unless you mamish feel like it's a, look, my wife is a mental health professional, so there are people who are mamish are very needy. Their emotional needs. So she works when she could for those people. She feels she has to be there for them. If they have a week without seeing her, they could actually have a relapse. That's a different issue. But if you're whatever parnasa you're doing, you can live with that. They can live without you, and you can. I think it would definitely be preferable and advised not to work. Again, it's not simple. You know, it's not simple because every situation is its own challenge. Tzorchei Rabim is Tavkuf Mem Dalid. There's a special dispensation called Tzorchei Rabim. Tzorchei Rabim, the Mishnah beginning of Moed Katan, fixing the roads, public health, public safety issues. Yerushalmi talks about other inyanim as well that go into it, which are communal matters. Hashkoa Sota, Rifas Egla. Also, the basis for this heter is because the rush brings from the Ravid that it's not going to get done unless you assign the day chol moed, because they didn't have a system where, like, there was the governor or the mayor who would take care of the things. People volunteered to take care of what was necessary for the community. And people were busy, typically, and that's why they were off. And this is the time that it would be auspicious to take care of these things. So people are available. Again, can you mechave melach to a moed? Absolutely, that's the point. They were matit tzorchei rabim, so that the stuff will get done. It doesn't have to be tzorach ha-moed, per se. It has to be a tzorach for the rabbin. That's what the definition is. Not tzorach ha-moed, tzorach ha-rabbin. It's mutter. Now, here already, ma'aseh hedid, ma'aseh uman is more complicated. If it's tzorach ha-moed, then the matter even ma'aseh uman. If it's tzorach, not a tzorach ha-moed at all, then only ma'aseh hedid is mutter. This is a shayla. The Ramah brings a tshuva harashba over there. A tzorach ha-rabbin that are for guf ha-adam, That would be mutter, even ma'isa uman. But other tzarchi rab, like building a shul, you cannot be matter with ma'isa uman. You'd only be matter ma'isa hedyot. If it's tzarcha moed, then it's ma'isa uman is also mutter. If there's a path you have to pave on the way to the shul. But stam is like to build a shul on chalamoed. People think, oh, it's a mitzvah. No. That doesn't allow ma'isa uman. You can't have a contractor doing their work to build a shul on chol hamoed. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in the siman, Yesh livroach mipnei ha-teirim sheyesh behem zilzul moed. Shlomo Zalman gives you examples of what would be considered tzorchei rab, halacha l'maisa. You have an elevator in a public that gets ruined. It's broken. You can fix it. You can get a professional company to come and fix the elevator because people need to use the elevator. Not everyone can use the stairs. People have a hard time. Older people have a hard time using the stairs. He wants to distinguish between the buses and the taxis. If there's an area that uses buses and you can get to where you need to go with a bus, then a person shouldn't drive a taxi on Chol HaMoed, because that's not called Tzorchei Rabim. If the buses take you an hour and a half and the taxi gets you there in 20 minutes and people, time is money, or it's hard to get the buses, then a taxi could also serve as Tzorchei Rabim. So these are categories of Tzorchei Rabim. Tavkuf Memhei, the siman after this, is Ksiva B'chol HaMoed. So again, talking about a mulacha, Ksiva. Tzorach HaMoed permits it with Ma'aseh Hedyot. What's called Ma'aseh Hedyot is the question. So there's a whole shayla. The more that the Ksav is professional looking, with effort, calligraphy style, then it's a problem of Ma'aseh Uman. Even Tzorach HaMoed would not permit it. Some say Ksav Ashuris is Ma'aseh Uman. Other Ksav is Ksav Meshita. Is not, some people talk about working with a shinoi, maybe that works. Yeah, Stipler, I think I felt that it was Tzorach HaMoed, he would write. If it was Tzorach HaMoed, I remember I saw him in the 80s and he didn't hear well, so you had to write for him and then he would sometimes write back or speak back to you, but he wrote, that he would write, he thought it was Tzorach HaMoed. If it's not Tzorach HaMoed, then maybe it's not Tircha. And this is that psak of the Shiboli HaLeket that I mentioned earlier. It's brought in the Shulchan Aruch that you can write a letter of greeting on Chol HaMoed. And the question is why. Some Rishonim explain because of the Tzorach involved. So it's not Ma'aseh Uman, it's Ma'aseh Hedyot. And you enjoy sending the letter, they enjoy hearing the letter. It's hello, how are you, good to see you, whatever you say. But others, from the Rishonim, say that the basis for the Shiboli HaLeket, even Shiboli HaLeket says, is because it's kimitayel bi'alma, which suggests that alone, it's not really a malah, it's not tircha, it's just a simple thing. But others say it has to do with the tzorach component. This is, I think, the equivalent of, for us, the email or a text, which again, if there's a real particular tzorach that you can define, then that's a hardcore tzorach, that's clear. If it's stama hello, or whatever, you know, a shtick or whatever, getting a message, it's okay. So again, if you quote Tzorach HaMoed, that could be, or it's simply that you're not really doing anything of Tircha, that would be a low. Tavkuf Membeis tells us that the Malacha should be done b'chinam, not b'schar. Davar Ovid is an exception that you can do b'schar. B'ir Halacha is not so sure about it.
Your job is Tzorach HaRabim, you get schar for it.
The issue with Tzorchei Rabim with Pashtas Nat. However, the Bir Halacha brings over there that Ochel Nefesh you can take Schar for. Ochel Nefesh, yes. That's why the Poskim talk about the contemporary Poskim. What about a babysitter today? Can they get paid for their work? Amira la'akam tafkuf mem gimwa. Amira la'akam is aser b'chol moed, the same way it asked it on Shabbos. The Chacham equated that idea, moed, to Shabbos. And the same way, tzorech mitzvah. Now, here's the thing. Tzorech on Shabbos, tzorech mitzvah alone is not matir, unless it's a shvus to shvus b'mokam mitzvah. Like, for example, mitzvah derabim, or if it's a derabbanan that you're talking about. But here, any tzorech mitzvah we're matir amira la'akam, because there are those shitas, even by Shabbos, that permit Amir Lakam Mitzorach Mitzvah. So therefore, by Chol Moed, we're certainly lenient for that Shita. Other than that, we have to deal with the issue of Amir Lakam. Now we have Pragmatia. I alluded to that earlier. That's a special Gzeir Drabanan. Rava and Daf Yud tells us Pragmatia Aser. Now, the same way Ochel, the Dava Ha'aved is Matir Melacha Del Raisa, or whatever you want to say Melacha is, Raisa Drabanan, clearly Dava Ha'aved is going to be Matir Pragmatia. The basis for pragmatia is not so clear. Some say Mishum Torah, that's what the Rush says in the Chuvis and the Piskira. Some say Gzeresha Meyichtov, that's what the Magen Mishnah brings on the Rambam, Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. Gzeresha Meyichtov. The Aruch HaShulchan says, to the extent that we talked about before, that if we're going to allow commerce, it's going to totally undermine the whole spirit of the day, and that's the whole point of the Gzeres Pragmatia. So it's a Gzer Drabanan. The basic heter that you find called Shayara or something similar, if there's a big sale and it's not going to be coming back so quickly and you're going to benefit 50% off, so you can go shopping in Chol Moed for such a sale, or on the internet if you know that there's going to be something that you're not going to get afterwards. If you're going to get the same discount or close to it afterwards, that would not have the heter. But Rav Moshe talks about a case like that. It's a big sale. Rav Moshe says a chidush, which I think it should be acknowledged as a chidush. Let's say I wouldn't have bought it otherwise. You see, if I would have bought it otherwise, but I pay more, and now I'm getting it for less money, that's one thing. Moshe says, I'm only buying it because of the sale price. But Rav Moshe says in the back of the English volume, they bring this psak from Rav Moshe, that would also justify buying something on Chol Moed if it's a significant sale. What's significant is the question. A little bit of reduction might not be sufficient, but a major, that's a heter in pragmatia. If you buy something on the internet and you're paying for it with a credit card, that's a problem. You shouldn't be paying for something or ordering something for purchase, unless, again, maybe it fits the category of a major sale that's happening only. If you're not paying for it, it could be it's not a problem because you're not actually, I could check this out, but I would imagine if you're not paying for it, they'll bill you later. Could be then that's not called commerce. You're not really engaging in business. Maybe that's okay. There are special gzeros that Chachamim made for special reasons. Giluach, that means haircuts. I'll try to finish, okay? Laundry and cutting nails. The reason for these gzeros, cutting nails is a separate question. That's whether it goes into the gzera or not. But the gzera of giluach and also kibus is because we don't want you going into the yontif not being unkempt, and therefore they said in order that you should do it before Yantif, therefore you should be usher to do it on Yantif. Now there are special cases where a person couldn't do it before Yantif that the Mishnah talks about are exemptions. Rabbeinu Tam had a heter for any situation where it's clear you couldn't do it before Yantif. We're cholik on Rabbeinu Tam, but there's also Shabbos Manazeh where it's clear that people shave every day and it's clear that you shave before Yantif and you need to shave now because new hair grew. So Rav Moshe says, sounds like Me'ikar Adin, it should be okay, but Bal Nefesh Yachmir, and so is most people's conduct, not to shave. But Rav Shechter likes to bring from the Rav that the Rav felt, it's brought Nefesh HaRav, Amud Kuf Beites, that Bizman HaZeh, where if you have the heter of Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe didn't really say L'maisa, he just said it should be that way, but he Maisa recommended not to do it, but the Rav, if in fact it's permitted, then it should be done because it's more covered yantif to dafka do it covered yantif. But I think most people, I think, generally are machmir because it is a gzeira that was brought not to shave on yantif. Towels are exempted from the rule of laundry and also kids' clothing. Shaila is what age of kids is a question. Some say as long as they soil their clothing. Every kid is different, and others think that should be a particular cutoff, age six, age seven. Machokas, Machaber, the Ramah about cutting nails with the nail clipper. The Machaber is Mako, the Ramah is Mako. I forget, check which one it is. Tfilin b'chol ha'moed is a separate discussion. Different considerations. The Gemara learns out that we don't have tefillin on Yontif or Shabbos. One of the reasons is because Mishat Tzvichim Os. And tefillin is an Os, and Shabbos is an Os. And you don't need the Os of tefillin because you have the Os of Shabbos. What is the Os of Shabbos? So That's part of the question. If the Osim Shabbos is, let's say, the Mitzvah Sachag or the Isser Chametz on Pesach, let's say, then Tefillin the Chol Moed should be Patur, because you have the Os of the Isser Chametz and the Mitzvah Matzah. But if the Os is defined as Isser Malacha, now we're getting ourselves to the question of Malacha B'Chol Moed. If Malacha B'Chol Moed is a Doraisa, so then you have the Os, then you have the Os of Tefillin. Of Yontif, and then Tefillin would be Pater from Tefillin. But if Tefillin B'chol Moed is Malach B'chol Moed is Mutter Midaraisa, then there's no Os of Nisa Malacha, then the Bechi of Tefillin. Lemaisa, there's different Minhagim, and those who do it, sometimes they make a bracha B'lacha, sometimes they don't make a bracha. I once heard on the tape, the Rabbi used to say that for something like this, you follow your family Minhag. Don't follow the Rebbe, follow the father. I remember hearing that some many years ago in a shir that he was giving. The father, the Rebbe, is not an authority. You have to speak to your father, whatever his way is. If you talk, you don't have a Masorah in your family, then okay, then you can look at the sugya, go by the Rebbe. I think Ramoshi used to say that, put on film without a bracha, because we can't be machriya the shayla. The Beis Yosef in Simon Ramad Aleph says that now that the Zohar was discovered, nobody wears tefillin chol moed because of the Zohar. Shows you how the Kabbalah impacted on the halacha, but lemaisa in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag agra is the farhesi, of course, not to wear tefillin, and those who are knowing to wear tefillin do it b'tzina. The big shy of Losiskoldu comes up in terms of communities and shuls where yesh v'yesh, some people are more makbid about it, not to have a mixed minyan, to come together by halal. But Moshe thought maybe in America, where our kehillah structure is not as firmly entrenched, maybe it's not the Losiskoldu problem, and that's, I think, what most shuls sort of rely on. Okay, we tried the extent that we could to touch as many bases as we were able to. I hope it gave you a little bit of a chance to understand the basic constructs. And Yishma Chacham Yisuf Yerkach, I want to wish you all a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. We'll be back in a few minutes.